your response to getting a little more work yesterday?
Devontae's progressing very well. He's moving along, but he'll do some more today. So that's positive signs based on his work from yesterday. So
is he still in the protocol?
He's still in the protocol, but he will do more on the practice field today, part of the process.
Will you do the pads today?
Yes, today's padded work today. He'll be part of the individual component of it.
Do you think you'll be able to make assessments earlier this week on some of those injured guys so you know whether you actually are going to have them on Sunday? I mean, by tomorrow or whatever?
I think you can have, definitely a better feel. I mean, a big part of our job is, while we meet as a staff, is really how do you control the reps for practice? So, because you have to make sure you work all the different combinations, because whether it's the defense, special teams has got the biggest challenge. You never, and I know offensively, every game plan you ever set, you don't want to be one player away from have to get out of a package of defense or offense, that's why you practice, that's why you roll people in there. So it's really the focus is on getting everybody prepared, and it's really trying to get the 46 figured out. But everybody's progressing. We're obviously making progress, but the other part of it is that we got to practice. We got to go down there and we got to get after it today. And that was a message in the team meeting. We need to push it more. We need to push one another more. We need to improve. It's the second quarter of the season, and this is the time where you've had 4 weeks to kind of establish a baseline and foundation of who you are, what you want to do. But it's important to really get after these padded practices. And it's not really the quantity of reps, particularly for the veterans, but it's the young guys. I mean, our young guys need 9-on-7. We need 1-on-1. We need to keep getting after it to develop the technique and fundamentals of what we're trying to get done here.
So controlling those reps, what kind of challenges have been over the first quarter of the season with all the injuries?
It's football. I mean, it's the same every year. And, we have a system, a formula of how we go through the projection of who's going to play and who's not going to play. And that's why I always talk about the 63. You got to make sure you train 63 players and you do the best you can with the ones that are injured.
Ty looked like he had a pretty good protective around his midsection yesterday. Are you guys still experimenting with it, or do you have something that you think you can
play? I thought Ty practiced well yesterday. We're going to, he's going to practice today, and we'll just keep evaluating it. So I thought he looked good yesterday.
I know the players hate the Thursday games. How about you? Because obviously there's the challenges, but then you get the payoff here for this week. Where do you stand on that?
I don't really get caught up in it. I mean, it's just, you have to do press conferences. I mean, I'm one of the few that enjoy doing these things, but, it's just part of the job. So, I really don't get caught up on, what you have to do and have, because, if everybody else has to do it, I'm fine with it. I mean, Thursday night games, I understand why they exist. You can't, take the benefits of our business and complain about the process. So it's tough on your team, and every player and coach understands that, but everybody has to go through it.
How was your first practice back after the long layoff?
It was good practice. We did more. We stressed our perimeter guys a little more than I probably would like. So that speaks to the players, working hard and getting after it out there. So it was a good quality practice.
Right down the stretch last year, Nick was able to play just about every snap, even with the club. Eric, there's a couple weeks between him and surgery. Can he get back to playing every down, even with the club this year?
Well, fortunately and unfortunately, however you want to look at it, he's been through it a few times. And if he stays on, stays on tact here, the club will get smaller each week. Then he'll get, obviously have more freedom with his hand. So that's the plan. Today's an important day for him. We'll be smart with his reps and so forth. But he came out of the Chicago game in a good way. So he's definitely 2 weeks better than he was going into that game.
Man, what's made up?
You know, is there anything different about how Dak Prescott's playing full year in now?
What was the first part?
Dak Prescott is playing now that he's had a full year and a month.
Well, Dak Prescott is a heck of a football player, and he plays in a dynamic offense too. So, I mean, they have you know, players on all three levels, you know, offensive line, their perimeter, and obviously the speed to get to the second level. So I think he's playing very well. I get statistics and so forth, but, you know, I watch command, his playmaking ability. He's throwing the ball. You know, he makes plays when the dropback phase breaks down. I think he's extremely dangerous in their action and movement game, and definitely benefits having a great run game. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's one heck of a player.
Mike, what's made Jordy so effective in the red zone, especially since the start of last season?
Jordy Nelson effective in the red zone. You know, I definitely on the same page with Aaron. You know, I think some of the throws down there and, you know, just some of the route running is the time clocks have been right on the money. So that's a big part of it. And he's got some good matchups. You know, Jordy's the type of guy, if you give him an inch, he's going to take full advantage of it, and it can turn into a yard. So just does a great job of recognizing coverage, beating leverage, and it's just very technically sound. And you know, obviously Aaron has a ton of faith in him.
Mike, can you talk about the first quarter of the season? And I'm assuming you learned a lot about individuals because you have to play so many different individuals. Did you learn about the team, so who you're going to be later on, or were you in such a survival mode that you really didn't find that much?
Well, I believe in trends and patterns, you know, in trying to enhance the behaviors each and every year. If you look at a 12-year study of our football program, it would tell you that we have won 66% of our games in the first quarter, 62% in the second quarter, and then we started to climb back up in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter of our season, I think we're at 71% win percentage. And when you're in a development and training, that's a very common pattern. You come out, you know, whether you're going into training camp, you know, guys going into training camp feel really good, and then you have that dip because you're going to go through adversity. And the most important thing is to keep the climb going into the most important part of the season. History will tell you that we've been able to do that. So I think you look at the big picture part of that, but stay in tune with the variables that you think make that curve go the way it does, and do everything you can to affect and ignite the patterns and the behavior patterns that you need to be successful. So I'm very conscious of that. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is beating the Cowboys. So we're going to stress our team a little more than we probably have the first couple weeks because of our injury. We're going to go down and we're going to have a hell of a practice today. So we need to improve, and that puts us in position to win the game Sunday. That's the only way I know how to do it.
I'm not sure how quickly the league turned stuff around, but did you guys hear anything back on those pick plays from Atlanta?
Oh, definitely. You get feedback. Shoot, if you play on Sunday, I want to say you usually hear back no later than Thursday. And so that's been the process each and every week. So the communication between our coaching staff and you know, the procedures that we go through, we have a good system. We have a number of guys that look at it. Obviously, the coaches look at it, and then we have I think you can send in 10 a week. So we look at it, and we send it in, and then we get the feedback from the league office. So it's all part of the educational, you know, process. We're all trying to work together. I mean, the players, the coaches, and the officials, we're the ones that are on the field, and it's an opportunity to get better.
Did the league think those were penalties?
Well, I mean, as you know, that's internal information. I mean, I'm not going to talk about that here, but I think it's a good process, and I know we benefit from it. I use it to coach off of in the meetings and reinforce the proper fundamentals and techniques that you need to use. So, and hey, there's trends and patterns in what's getting called and not what's getting called. We break down the officiating crew just like we break down the opponent too. So, I mean, it's part of competing and part of winning in this league.
For a lot of your tenure, you've had your corners have been around that 5'11" range. Obviously, with Devon and Kevin, you've got bigger guys. Is that something that we're looking to get done this offseason? Advantage your defense when you got there?
Well, definitely taller corners, longer length. I mean, you know, just being an offensive coach, you know, throughout the career, those are the guys that, you know, get their hands on you and want to disrupt your, you know, the time clock and the rhythm and timing of the passing game. So, yeah, that's part of it. But, you know, whether you're 5'11", I mean, you can have long arms being 5'11", too. So, I mean, it's all part of being in tune with your assets and as a player, and make sure you're working with the techniques that, that help you be successful.
Hey, Mike, obviously when you study players in the draft, you look at size and all the, you know, tangibles there. But with Kevin King, did you know he was so confident maybe and just willing to – I mean, here's a guy who, you know, says thanks for putting him on A.J. Green and, you know, would love a challenge like Des Bryant. Did you know that about him, or is that something you find out?
I mean, you got to give our personnel department, you know, a ton of credit. That's all part of the process. You know, Sammy Seals, the West Coast scout out there, he's done a great job out there for 20 years. And, you know, that's really the starting point. But, you know, a number of guys go through there. And I have a ton of respect for Chris Peterson and the program he has there at University of Washington. So I feel like we had a very good understanding of, you know, of all their players, frankly, you know, coming out. And he definitely hasn't disappointed.